An Exposition of Zechariah, the Man of Visions, by Mary M. Bodie. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Preface. This interesting and instructive exposition of Zechariah was given by the author in 1925 at the Christian Assembly Tabernacle in Kansas City, Missouri, in a series of addresses. She gave the same addresses on Zechariah in August 1930 at the camp meeting in Topeka, Kansas. They were so captivating and convincing as relating to the restoration of Israel that several persons gave offerings toward putting the messages in print. We commend this treatise to the studious consideration of our friends. May it arouse us to a deep concern for the Jews, that we may cooperate with God in prayer. We are admonished to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Introduction. Zechariah was born in Babylon during the captivity. He was a child of exile, though he returned to the land of his fathers when very young. His writings breathe the tender spirit of Jeremiah, which is not surprising when we remember that the latter was the last prophet previous to the dispersion in Babylon, while Zechariah was the first prophet after the restoration. Although Jeremiah had long since passed off the scene, yet his presence and influence were factors in Palestine. The people now knew that he had been a prophet of the Lord, for his words relative to Jerusalem and the captivity had been fulfilled in the most literal way. Zechariah, the first post-exilic prophet, had a wonderful place on the program. His name and lineage are most significant, revealing in their meanings the subject and essence of his prophecies. They tell the story in few words. Zechariah, meaning Jehovah remembers, is the son of Berechiah, meaning Jehovah blesses, the offspring of Iddo, meaning the appointed time. We may read it on this wise: in due time, or the set time, Jehovah blesses, because Jehovah remembers his oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In like manner as Ezekiel and Jeremiah, Zechariah was a priest as well as a prophet. The priestly office was by inheritance because of birth, but the prophetic office was a sovereign call by Jehovah. Zechariah's call must have come to him when he was quite a young man, for so he was addressed, Zechariah 2, verse 4. His grandfather, Iddo, was head of one of the 12 priestly families who returned from Babylon with Zerubbabel, the God-appointed leader of that remnant, and with Joshua the high priest, Nehemiah 12, verse 4 and 16. It is inferred that his father died young, for it appears that he is continually identified with his grandfather Iddo, his father's name being passed over, Ezra chapter 5, verse 1 and chapter 6, verse 14. Zechariah began his unique and forcible prophecy about 518 B.C., or 18 years after the first company returned from the Babylonian captivity in 536 B.C. This is marked definitely as being the second year of Darius, Zechariah 1, verse 1, which notation is not accidental but wonderfully significant. The remnant who had returned to Palestine had become somewhat discouraged and indifferent to the work of building the temple, which latter was stayed for 14 years. Their love had waned and their ardor had cooled, therefore the reason for the prophet's voice. There was need for the stirring messages of Zechariah and Haggai, contemporary prophets. These two messengers' prophecies are necessary the one to the other. We might say they complement each other at that time. Zechariah's messages encourage the people's faith. They have in them the necessary elements to bring about the spiritual change, whereas Haggai's stirring appeals would have some weight and bring forth results. Zechariah's messages are of greater scope than that of bringing blessing to the people of his day. He had a special ministry there which he accomplished according to the will of God, but there is far more than that in the ministry of Zechariah. He is a prophet of the last day, speaking in symbol and message of future events. His predictions have not been fulfilled yet, but are due shortly. They refer altogether to the great and marvelous week of years, Daniel 9:27, which 7 years of stupendous and unparalleled happenings are the theme of all the prophets of the Old Testament, and even the prophets of the New Testament are not silent regarding it, John's book, Revelation, being a symposium of that period. Even as Ezekiel, Zechariah may be fitly termed a prophet of the restoration of the Jew. We are living close to the fulfillment of both of these great prophetic books. May the Lord not only give us the true interpretation of Zechariah's prophecies, but make our words so vivid, powerful, and incontrovertible that the saints will get the vision of the coming glory of the Lord indelibly impressed upon their hearts and live in the power of that great day.